Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day. Sudbury police attempting to locate man who was driving dangerously on St. Charles Lake. Greater Sudbury police were in the area of St. Charles Lake earlier this evening, attempting to locate a man who fled on foot from a vehicle that was reportedly being driven dangerously on the lake. Police say that ice conditions are unsafe, given the recent rainfall and mild temperatures. There was increased police presence in the St. Charles Lake area on December 26, but police have since left the area. If you see anyone suspicious in the area, you're asked to call Greater Sudbury Police at 705-675-9171 or Crime Stoppers at 705-222-TIPS, online at sudburycrimestoppers.com. Looking for family-friendly, French-language activities in Sudbury? Check out these new programs if you're looking for family-friendly, French-language activities. Carrefour Francophone has partnered with other local organizations to provide just that in the new year. Carrefour Francophone, Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury and Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario have partnered to put on a series of fun Saturday morning activities at the new Place des Arts venue downtown for local families. The events are geared to kids aged 5 to 10 years old, although the age limit is flexible to accommodate families. You can read more about these events here. Here's how to get your new COVID-19 digital passport. Ontario's new proof of vaccination requirements takes effect next week. Tuesday, January 4, the enhanced vaccine certificate with a QR code and the Verify Ontario app must be used where proof of vaccination is required. A piece of identification is still needed as well. Up until now, businesses have accepted the QR code and the original vaccine passport that shows the date someone was vaccinated. The certificate with the QR code can be downloaded here. You'll need your health card to access it. While it can be added to your smartphone to easily access, it can also be printed. Businesses must accept a digital or paper copy. For more details, click here. New contact tracing. Positive case rules in place in the face of Omicron. Public Health Sudbury and districts is highlighting new guidelines on testing and isolation as Omicron, the newest coronavirus variant, takes over from the Delta variant. While details are still evolving, we are shifting to a new paradigm of how we manage COVID-19 with the goal of protecting vulnerable people at highest risk of severe outcomes, protecting public health and health system capacity, and ensuring maintenance of critical infrastructure. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Penny Sutcliffe said in a December 24 news release. As we transition to learning how to live more normally with COVID-19, I hope that the key directions summarized below are helpful to you. We will do our best to share more information as it is available. To read the new guidelines, click here. Tricultural Coalition has some strong words for Laurentian University. The Tricultural Committee for University Education at Sudbury issued a statement on December 14, expressing to Dr. Robert Hache and the Board of Governors that they have a right to know about the documents Laurentian University has deemed privileged. The university's governance is refusing to provide documents to the Standing Committee on Public Accounts and Ontario Auditor General Bonnie Lissick. The Ontario Legislature issued a speaker's warrant on December 9, which compels the university to supply the province with privileged documents it has been refusing thus far. The Tricultural Committee stated in their release that the motion from the Ontario Legislature marks a turning point in the story that has been unfolding since February 1, when Laurentian placed itself under the protection of the company's Creditors Arrangement Act. You can find the full story here. CSC Nouvelin students celebrate virtually with Revelan Nouvelin. While this Christmas season may not be quite what it has been in years past, that didn't stop the students and staff at Conseil Scolaire Catholique Nouvelin, CSC Nouvelin, elementary and secondary schools in the Algoma and Sudbury, Manitoulin districts from celebrating by watching Revelan Nouvelin in their classroom along with their classmates. This virtual show, offered through the Passport Grant and their community partner Café Heritage, aims to celebrate Francophone roots and Franco-Canadian heritage by presenting a repertoire of traditional songs, French-Canadian traditions, and much more. You can read more and find the photos here. Let's eat. The giant griddle awaits you at Sizzle Mongolian Grill. Sizzle Mongolian Grill is synonymous with fresh ingredients, and grilling and seasoning to personal perfection. That's why it is the perfect spot for a healthy meal to kick off 2022 in the next couple days. Sizzle is located in the Econo Lodge, or the Old Cassios, in the West End. It's on the edge of town on Lorne Street, near the turnoff to Dynamic Earth. The restaurant is locally owned. One of the owners, Jay Polano, got the idea for Sizzle from working at a similar concept restaurant in Whistler years ago. The premise is that you pick up a stainless steel bowl and build your own stir-fry with an array of meat including local tahini sausages, seafood, and vegetables. Read more about this locally owned restaurant here.